Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and welcome to today's devotional for January 15th, 2019, which also coincides with my latest In Sharon's Heart blog post. The devotionals are to increase your faith and confidence because at one time I didn't have either. And I want to encourage others that the Lord God will work in our lives when we have a relationship with Him. So stay encouraged and stay inspired. Here's today's devotional, which is titled, God is Watching Over You. But before we get into today's message, there are two new developments I want to share with you. The first is my free FaithWorks webinar I created for those who may need help with their self-confidence, self-esteem, self-image, and faith. As some of you know, a few years back, I struggled with my confidence and my faith, so I created the webinar to help others. You can click on the link in the show notes to access the FaithWorks webinar. It will really bless you. The next is Anchor now has a way for you to support the In Sharon's Heart Daily Devotional Podcast. To support, you can click the support button on the podcast profile page. Okay, let's get started with today's devotional, which again is titled, God is Watching Over You. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. That's Psalm 32:8. The Lord will watch over you coming and going, both now and forevermore. That's Psalm 121, verse 8. Yes, so there it is. You have nothing to worry about because God is looking and watching over you. He's ensuring you are in His protective arms. And it doesn't matter what may be coming against you. God's got you. So just in case you may have a mountain in front of you, let me tell you this. God is with you, and He's got you covered from all sides. You see, when we love God and call Him Father, that means we are under His covering at all times. We are His children, and that means something. Therefore, He is a good, good Father who is going to ensure He takes care of His own. You can rest in knowing that. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord today.